Just go. Is this thing on?
Yeah, it's on
It
now.
never sounds like it, but I believe you.
Yeah, when this is hooked up, the lady doesn't talk out of there.
Is this thing on?
This thing is on.
Okay, we're
Let it
on.
rip.
You know what? Before we let it rip, let's start off with some gratitude.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful to be in here. I would like to say I'm grateful for the space heater. I know I'm a wuss. I'm grateful for neuroplasticity. I'm grateful that we started Plantspiration. I'm grateful that I lost 100 pounds and kept it off all these years later so I can keep on inspiring more people. And I'm grateful everybody's coming back to this episode.
My goodness, that's a lot of gratefulness.
I'm excited.
I'm grateful for all of that and the sun shining today. I love it. I'm grateful you guys are back for another episode of Plantspiration Unplugged. We're John and Stephanie Ignafo, founders of Plantspiration. We started a nonprofit to help people go plant-based for their health, the animals, and the planet.
That's right. People know us for losing 250 pounds as a family, reversing a slew of chronic diseases, and now we're reaching and teaching people all over the world how to break free from the comforts that are keeping us sick. I mean, that's basically what we did. We broke free from the comforts that kept us sick. We're kind of going to talk a little bit about that. You're fired up about those Halloween numbers.
I know, and the Plantspiration Health Report, and all the questions I got, all the emails and stuff. Like, holy cow! I'm
Yes.
like, what's all these numbers? I have emails.
This is great.
This
This
is
is
great.
great. How many? We could do
There's a
the
lot.
questions whenever. I'm just like,
We
what
can
do you
do a
mean?
whole show of questions after that.
Really?
Well, I don't know. Maybe
It's
it's
been
been a
a
lot.
week. Well,
It
if
has.
you feel like it, just trickle it in whenever you want
Well.
because we can do whatever we want. This is our podcast,
We'll sprinkle a little in there.
Plantspiration Unplugged.
That's right. I can do whatever I want, man.
Thanks for getting in here. I cannot believe, I mean, honestly, when I sit down here, I'm like, I was just seeing flash like last year. It
Huh.
was showing that we were buying these chairs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at this time last year, we were buying these chairs. Did you think we were going to make it to a year? Because we're almost into a year of podcasting.
No, that's crazy. Well, see,
Yeah.
that's kind of how we just. For me, it's like I just go, and I'm not really thinking. It's just go.
It's
I'm not thinking about how long it's gonna last or whatever. I don't think about an ending. Really, you
just that
know?
we're doing.
Yeah, just we're gonna just keep doing it.
It's exciting to think that we made it this far.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you say has been your biggest growth looking back? Because first of all, I'd just like to say
Oh.
things are changing, like something's going on with you.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm going through changes.
It's
Like what? What are
true.
you talking about? What, 'cause I like celery more now? Or
Okay,
what?
that's true, but no,
And tomatoes?
just listening to like this wind down music at night, I hear you doing. I hear just I just there's
I have wind down music. Where? Which music? What are you talking about?
I hear it in the sh like in the
Oh, the stuff in
shower.
the shower? Yeah, that's just like some chill.
Yeah, see what I mean? That's
Yeah.
just like some chill. And then I,
Well, I'm not gonna be blaring like Iron Maiden or
but
something.
you have
That's
in
in
the
the morning.
past.
Well, in the morning is Iron Maiden shower music.
I get it, but in the
At
past,
night,
you didn't have this like regulation, I guess,
it's
of,
chill. It's almost like waves coming in and just
oh my
chill music.
God. How has that helped? Do you notice it's helping you?
I just, yeah, just to calm down.
Because this is my vibe. This is my territory. Like I had to, I do, I implement these things. But to hear you doing them, what made you start doing them is what I want to ask you.
Just so I have like more, so I have more time. I just use the music to chill me down and then I go to
Because
bed.
you're coming in like hot off
Yeah,
a
I'm
job.
right out of the shop. Yeah.
You're getting ready, and I hear this chill music. So what made you start bringing that in?
It just helps, I guess.
How did you know that, though?
Well, from your coaching, I hear you have music on. I'm like,
Okay.
I should have some chill music.
I like that.
So I found some whatever.
Have you found it
It's
to.
like 432 gigahertz or whatever the
I like
frequency
the
or
frequency stuff. Are you
whatever it
mocking
is.
me?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I don't even know if that's what it was, but.
Do you, there is some of that that I hear you listening to. So do you find it impacting you? Do you find it a different calmness about you?
Chills me out.
I think it does because
Yeah.
you're more mindful, more calm, more self, like so self-aware.
Yeah.
Do you notice that you've changed?
I mean, yeah, I've noticed. I guess. I don't know. I've just been doing my thing, I think. And not noticing. Maybe I haven't noticed. I don't know.
You come on.
I'm
you're
chill.
Doing you're just doing you're just you've been awesome. You're awesome.
I'm just chilling.
You know, getting my blinds up, like just doing you just have been on top of it and not you just don't complain.
Yeah, because
you're
I can do it all. I can do even more. I surprise myself is what it is.
This is real time
growth.
Yeah, just in front of everybody, which I've continued to go through. You know what I mean? But it's great that we get to kind of talk about it. Like, this is how we got in here. This is how we got to episode 48. If you're living it, you're giving it.
Yeah.
If you're living it, you're giving it. And you said something to me this week that I cannot stop thinking about. You said it just like, you know, I'm just feeling, I'm not laughing because it was funny. I'm just like, I can't, you're like, I just want to help more people.
Yeah. Well,
like you just,
well, once
you're like, I'm just feeling so good. I'm feeling better and better. I just want to help more people.
Yeah.
Maybe it was all the questions you were
getting. Well, this is it. Once you're like, if you're living it, you're giving it, like you can.
And it feels good.
Yeah.
It's a feel good. And we just want everybody to feel this good. And we started coming in here and breaking down like how our life has been outside of starting this nonprofit. You know, we do all these weekly classes. We have a Saturday support group that I'm still in the fast lane about. Mm-hmm. Like everybody in there is doing so good. I can't wait to hear the Plantspiration Health Report. Which we started that 48 weeks ago where we said, you know what? We're going to collectively ask everybody, how are you liking this experience? Was there anybody outside of Plantspiration that logged in?
Well, there was a couple that was like after the last class.
Awesome.
And then maybe one from this past class. So
amazing.
We're good.
See?
Heck yeah.
I just don't want people listening.
What?
I mean, I want them listening.
What?
Yeah, I want them listening.
Not just listening.
I want them
taking.
Yeah, I want them applying and I want them to take action. If you're, you know, this is how we're doing it, basically. So anyway,
right,
let's just get down.
How do you take action? What were you going to say? Get down to what?
Let's just get down to how was your week? But I guess this is our week right here. We're talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. My week was chill, apparently, because I'm pretty chill. No, I mean, I was working and then working and then working a little bit more. But if you love what you do, it doesn't really feel like work. You know what I mean? It's just like I go there and I do stuff I like doing. I come here and I do stuff I like doing.
You're not like winding down because you're stressed out. You're winding down because we could go on and on.
Oh, exactly. I mean,
how much fun we're having.
No, it's like I look and I'm like, damn, it's 10 o'clock, man. I got to go to bed. Shit.
Is that?
Yeah, I love doing what I do.
Sometimes I feel the same.
And then the weekend's like, damn, it's midnight. I got to go to bed.
I can't stay up that late. I don't know.
I could stay up around. If I didn't have to sleep, it'd be great.
Stop. Well, I mean, I feel the same way, but
I got so much more done.
I do love getting my sleep. Like you see me, it's like my bedtime is, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to go. Bedtime.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Like that's how I am. Oh, 8:30. See you later.
Yeah. It's like you're waiting for the time to go to bed. I'm just like, okay, I feel tired. Once my brain is like, I just can't like focus. Okay, all right, it's time for bed.
Well, anyway, I mean, that's good. But
yeah.
We had a good week. I had a good week. I mean, I don't know what those numbers show. I know I've had calls. I've heard some great texts. I know that there's like, I definitely this week was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never had more people all at once do so well. And I know the numbers are going to show.
Oh, yeah.
We're really making it happen. You know what I mean? Some people think they need retreats or they need stuff like this. But really, this is coming down to, this is lifestyle medicine. This is teaching people how to actually get through life, get through the holidays. I mean, we've got Halloween coming up and everybody's already ready to crush it. They're already like, I can't wait for it to be over to talk about how great I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's crush mode over here. And I'm not just blowing smoke. The numbers are going to show it.
Oh, for sure.
I know they're going to show it.
Yeah. We have the backing of the numbers. We have the stats. But yeah, you're talking about Halloween, man. I got some numbers for
You
you
know what it
guys
is?
for Halloween.
You know what it is? I've never seen you happier.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen you happier. And I'm not talking about happy moments in our life and all the years we've been married. And I've just never seen you like, you're just hanging out my blinds and you're just like happier. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Something spills. You're just like happier. Like, hey,
Yeah.
there's just a level of, I'm
Okay.
having a really good time with you. So thank
That's
you.
awesome.
Give me
That's good.
some.
Get all
Here
right
we go.
here.
All right. We're all right.
Nice.
Back to what we were
Thank
doing. So
you.
we started this podcast. We said we were going to get in here and get to it. And this morning, I know we definitely were like, what are we talking about? There's so much to talk about.
Know.
The Halloween topic is hot right now because the candy is in your face when you walk in. You know we're sick of the
Yeah.
marketing and all the stuff, but as soon as what?
I mean,
Say
just
it.
seeing some of the
Do it.
numbers about Halloween, I
Let's
was
hear
like,
it.
are you kidding me?
Let's hear it because so many people so many people stay comfortable with being sick is what I want to talk about.
Oh man, yeah.
I want to talk
We
about,
justify everything and we don't even really realize it that we're.
we know we were there. Well, it's Halloween.
I know.
Got to get candy.
Yeah.
I heard a lady justifying she had to take out a loan to go get candy. Right?
I bet.
Just yesterday.
I
She
bet.
was like, man, this stuff cost me an arm and a leg. It's gonna cost, it's
Exactly.
gonna, I'm gonna have to take out a loan. And in my mind, I was like, or just not be home. Because I
Yeah.
mean, don't think I'm being mean, but if it was gonna bankrupt me to give out candy that now we all know isn't gonna be helpful to
You
anybody.
can easily spend, I don't know what. What do we used to spend? $100 on candy?
Easy.
Like,
Easy.
now what is that? 20 bags?
I don't think I'm
I
spending that
don't
much
know.
now giving out fruits,
No, heck no.
and some
Apples,
fruit
manners,
snacks,
and yeah.
because it would always be a round of Halloween candy the week before Halloween, and we would need to go get more Halloween candy
Well,
before
sure,
Halloween.
because
It was like, let's come home with Halloween candy when you know damn well
yeah.
you're just gonna eat it
Well, I'm gonna
before.
get this Halloween candy. It's the fourth. Why would you get it now?
That's what they plan on doing to everybody. By the way, if you're listening, you got sucked into the same
Oh yeah.
marketing.
Oh yeah.
That why do you think it's out a month before it actually needs to be out? So you can keep on buying it, and so you can keep on being sick, and you can keep justifying like we did. Hey, it's Halloween. We're gonna need some candy. Every week I go to the grocery store, I should just stock up on more of this candy. Oh, it's on sale? It's Halloween.
Yeah.
I'll start on Monday. Always.
It's
So,
just so easy to
how
do
much
that.
marketing goes into it? Or
I
how
don't
much
know
money
about
goes into
money.
the
Well, I'll
marketing, I
tell
should
you
say.
what, you guys are gonna crap your pants. Americans spend
We were.
3.5, it starts with a B, billion on candy during the holiday season. $3.5 billion.
Shut
That
the
sounds like
front
shut the
door.
front door.
I mean,
Exactly.
come on.
Wow. That
That is a tremendous amount of money.
that's
Now,
absurd.
I knew it was going to be a lot, but I didn't know it was going to be like,
I know. Well, I know. I was like,
we
okay,
don't know what happened.
couple hundred million or so. I didn't know.
And then in the next sentence, we don't know what happened.
Yeah.
When we're going down the street and there's an accident and somebody's not wearing a helmet or somebody's not wearing a seatbelt, we don't respond with, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
We know what happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you were riding unsafe.
You were
Okay.
riding unsafe. I mean, I want to ask everybody out here, speaking of riding unsafe, how many people wear their seatbelt? Do you
Everybody.
guys wear your seatbelt?
Y'all better say yes.
Why? Why do we wear a seatbelt?
To keep us safe. In case something is
In
to
case
happen.
something happens, we keep ourselves
That's
safe. We
right.
buckle up every single day, most people, and I get it.
I
Some
would
people
think.
just don't.
Yeah. Like,
But the majority do.
yeah.
They're
Oh,
there. And then
yeah.
they're, anyway, that's how we started looking at food to keep ourselves safe. There's a little line between keeping yourself comfortable and keeping yourself safe. And people do that with the seatbelt too.
Oh,
You know, there's always that, oh, it's not comfortable for me. Well, I'm just saying, if you're buckling up, Am I making sense?
Oh yeah.
Because you're, I
Yeah,
feel like
no,
you're
I'm
like, what is
listening.
she talking
I'm
about?
listening.
You
No.
know, I talk about this all the time. If you're buckling up, we should be looking at food the same way to keep us safe. And many
Yeah.
people didn't, I didn't make that connection at first. You know what I mean? What I'm bringing home from the grocery store is actually what's keeping my kids safe.
Yeah.
And I know when they were little toddlers, or maybe they threw a temper tantrum, or they didn't want to get in the seatbelt, I didn't just say, okay,
Yeah, screw it. You don't need to wear
yeah, just get on the floor. We didn't
it.
do that. Anyway,
No, that's absurd.
it's hard to keep yourself safe when you've also got this type of marketing going on. At least with seatbelts, we had marketing that encouraged you to save your life.
Yeah, and then they put laws in
I
place,
don't have
like
enough
for the
donors.
people that still
Yeah.
didn't believe it or whatever. Like, seatbelt's gonna help. You know, it's gonna help save you,
Yeah, it
man.
improve yeah, it helps this odds for your
Yeah,
safety. You change
exactly.
what you put on your plate, you're gonna re the odds are significantly different. For
Yeah.
example, it's Breast Cancer Month. Okay, and there's a 90 to 95% r chance you could reduce your risk just by going plant-based, limiting alcohol, getting to a healthy weight, and getting some exercise in,
Yep.
which, by the way, is why everybody's crushing it because they're all actively reducing their risk right now.
Exactly. And when you're doing that, it's at risk of everything else too. All-cause mortality.
I was so confused before. I mean, really, all of this stuff. We're talking about it like it's. Hey, this is just, I mean, we've been doing it for 13
Yeah.
years, but dealing with walking in the grocery store and seeing the marketing, I
Oh,
think in the
yeah.
beginning we were mad at it. We were like, look at this. We did point it out to ourselves that way. I
Yeah.
wasn't like, that really sucks. I can't have that stuff
Yeah.
anymore. I immediately shifted to, you know what?
Yeah.
Screw that.
Totally.
I am not buying that crap. How much billions of money? What is
Three and
that?
a half billions on candy during the holiday season. You know what? Here, in 2023, Halloween-driven confectionery candy and chocolate and everything, sales hit 6.4 billion in 2023.
That's terrible.
That's ridiculous. That is.
For just, I mean, what I would just ask everybody this. What could you say to yourself before you go into the grocery store that'll prepare you to say no to things that aren't going to help you live longer or anybody else?
Yeah, don't buy that stuff. The candy purchases for Halloween amount to about 600 million pounds of candy.
That's, come on.
Dude, that's
Now
like
we've got, what, say it,
that's six Titanic ships.
full of candy.
Yeah.
We don't ha just because everybody's doing it doesn't mean you have to.
That's a
Is
lot
that
of
a good way to
candy.
put it?
That's a lot of
You
candy.
know what that does? That is how it affects the neurochemistry. You know what I mean? That's how it takes over that word. Everybody thinks they need will. Your eyes are coming out of your head. What is going
I
on?
know, because I'm like, another data point, let me tell you, one last one. 90 million pounds of chocolate are sold during just the week of Halloween.
90 million
90 million.
pounds.
Yeah. Yep.
It does. Okay,
That's
so
all the last minute, oh shit, now I gotta get candy because I ate all the shit I bought earlier.
that's exactly what that is. How do you feel that we don't do that
Goodness.
now?
I feel
Really,
great. I
really.
can't wait for leftovers because it's apples or bananas or some nectarines
We do
or
have some
those little
fruit snacks.
mandarins. Yeah.
We'll put in
I don't
those.
really like fruit snacks. I don't like the stickiness on my
True,
teeth. I just eat the
true.
fruit.
But we give out fruits, bananas, apples. Kids love it. Parents love
They
it.
can't wait to come back.
True,
Seriously.
true. Accurate. You know, on top of the marketing that goes into it, the neurochemistry after eating stuff like that and the
Oh
way
yeah.
that it makes you keep wanting it and keep
Oh
justifying it.
yeah. Oh.
So I always want to remind everybody, it is not your fault that you keep buying it. So
That's
do
right.
not be beating yourself up that you've been in that habit or that pattern or that loop that they worked really hard to get you into,
Oh
from
yeah.
marketing to chemical engineering to get you to buy those candies. It's almost like it's you're really facing a lot of obstacles.
I mean,
You are.
they're hitting the bliss points with the sugar and the
Everything.
chocolates, plus then the milk chocolate. They throw in a little
Oh my
queso morphine in
gosh.
there, and it's like, holy
Hyper
smokes.
palatable, high fat foods are the fast dopamine that soothes people, and
Seriously,
they get
yeah.
stuck in it, and we got stuck in it, and not our fault.
Totally. Even the commercials, you're going to be a crabby bitch unless you have a
Look
Snickers.
at, yeah, they
Like,
market
that's
you.
so messed up, dude.
And it's, I mean, and because
Are you hangry?
cortisol from stress at work all day. Yeah, exactly. People aren't eating, for goodness sakes, because they're freaking dieting every day. I mean, first of all, I just want to say something. 1200 calories. Do you know what 1200 calories a day is?
Was that like for a 9-year-old or
I
something?
think it's like a 9-year-old or a 12-year-old. Like, that's a caloric intake for a kid,
Dude.
not for an adult who's working or older. And you know, this is so ridiculous.
And none of those calories are candy calories either.
None. None. It's so confusing. It's so confusing.
Yikes.
The brain will overvalue those immediate dopamine hits, is what I've learned with my clients or members. You know, our brain wants to do those things that's going to make us feel really good really fast. And I have to ask
That's
people,
comfortable.
that feels
I
good.
almost got a rush thinking about the soothingness of that.
It's true. It's
Seriously.
true. And what it does is it makes us focus on that more than anything, and it puts out the long-term effects of it overvalues what the future brings. So it's not really thinking about what's going to happen in
No,
6 months. It
no.
wants right now.
That's like driving right off the bat without a seatbelt. Like, whew, yeah, I'm going there without even thinking about what could happen.
These things are important to talk about because this is why people are getting unstuck. This is why we're seeing such good numbers. People want to get healthy, and then it's confusing because they also are getting comfortable with staying sick, and it's not their fault. It's nobody's fault.
No,
I used
it's
to
what
say
we
to
learned. It's the
myself,
old
yeah,
habits.
sometimes people will ask me, like, what changed? Well, I got sick of being sick. I say, I was sick of being sick. I was sick of going to the doctor. I was sick of identifying with somebody who, hi, I'm Stephanie. This is how sick I am. You know what I mean? But then how did I overcome all those obstacles and all that stuff? The society, the cultural conditioning, the chemicals. Well, how did we do it?
Through education.
Through everything we're doing every day at Plantspiration, nutrition, education, community support, which we had us. That's why we built the community. That's why everybody's doing so darn good.
Well, yeah, we were living it, so now we're giving
We're living it and now we're giving it, which
it.
is great.
Heck yeah.
I mean, people are doing great. But yeah, people are more comfortable. We understand why people stay into that comfort place over safety for their health. And anyway, keep going.
Yeah,
Keep
well,
the
I'm just,
commercials, the marketing, the
it's just
craziness.
terrible. I mean, and if you don't know and you just keep hearing all, seeing all the same shit,
We stay in
you
it.
just stay doing what you've been doing,
That's exactly what happens. People stay in it. And then I want to ask
because it's
right now.
comfortable. Change is like, oh, it's not comfortable. Like, you just got to be educated. You got to be there in it.
It's what do you mean by that? Be there in
Like, you got to be in the community and learn. Yeah,
it. It does help.
Plantspiration. Yeah. I mean, when you see other people going through stuff you're going through and different things, and I never thought about that or whatever. It really opens your eyes to the opportunities that have been there the whole time. Because the same shitty food is sold in the same store where the good food is, like, that
I
can help you
wish
out of all of that.
everybody could hear what goes on in Saturday's support group. Like, that's a big, I mean, that's not just, that's science. Evidence shows us when we have this community support system that it is a pillar to preventing and reversing, to reversing disease. And it's no surprise, people don't give up. They know that they have to hear it and be supported by these other people. And there was a very big shift this week.
Yeah, like everybody's crushing it there.
Everybody's crushing it because they're saying these things that are very relatable in so many ways. You know what I mean? We get so hung up on what we've done wrong. We get so hung up on what we've done wrong that we have such a hard time focusing on what we've done right. And I think that's the majority of stuff that goes on that makes us want to soothe ourselves at the end of the day.
Yeah, and the comfortability with some of the products, and then we put it into the healthier category
Such as,
of certain foods, certain
break that
things.
down, break that down.
Well, just certain foods and things, that we think are healthy because, they're made, cashew cream sauces and,
People
cashew,
get stuck on a lot
and
of
just a
this
lot of
stuff.
different sauces, different products out there. You know, it's just made with plants. It's 100% walnut taco meat, and you know, just
It's all good. Like,
it's all
that's
it's
great.
good
It's no
stuff,
oil or stuff like that.
right? But the fat content is high, and when you put combine some of these together and you throw an avocado on top of that salad, it's like, holy smokes, you know how much fat is in this thing?
And that's where people get
You know,
stuck, and
yeah.
that's where people, I mean, and what we're talking about is getting to a healthy weight. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so that has been like a top priority to talk about a healthy weight, how to maintain a healthy weight, how to get
Right.
to a healthy
But we
weight.
do this stuff all year long, not just this month.
Correct. But it gives us an opportunity to talk about a healthy weight and why we do
Yeah,
talk
yeah.
about a healthy weight, because there's a lot of people that are going hard. They're doing amazing. They're keeping it exactly plant-based or whole food plant-based. And then they're still stuck into this risk zone and they don't know how to get out of it. And we get it.
Got to tweak some
Got it.
ingredients.
Yeah,
It's
what are
really
you going to
not
tweak
hard.
this week? But it's not their fault. And what on top of it not being their fault by a lot of information or that it's whole food plant-based, then there's that whole comfort zone that people stay in, whether it's standard American diet, whether it's habits, whether it's even plant-based foods, even healthy foods.
Yeah.
We even us,
Sure.
we've had bad days and went right to the store and got some beef-free balls. Okay, we've
Sure.
done that. The comfort that we get from those things is immense, and it keeps us justifying them, whether it's the bad comforts or even in a small percentage, I would say. People who are struggling in going 100% category,
Yeah,
I would
yeah.
say, that's where we get stuck, is it's this comforting thing that we get from it. And it's weird because I don't want to say like, oh, this is going to be terrible and you're going to get uncomfortable,
No,
but
we're just changing out some ingredients. Still going to taste the same. We're just bringing the fat content down,
yeah,
really. That's
there's a
all it
couple things that
is.
goes on, and I want people to not be clashing with, I want to get healthy, I want to lose weight, and what we need to do in order to get there. Because everybody's got that cognitive dissonance. If they're trying to lose weight, they're doing Ozempics, they're doing all these diets and weight loss drugs and all this stuff, but nobody is really reversing disease unless they're going low fat, whole food, plant based.
Right.
So I want to get aligned with, if you want to get healthy, let's learn how to break the habits that got us sick and pick up the ones that'll help you live a lot longer and a lot healthier.
Yeah,
Is that a good way to put it?
that is a great way to put
How
it.
do I get everybody to realize that we can make these changes and then they feel great doing it?
I think we just got to keep doing what you're doing. We're
Yeah.
just talking, we're discussing it now and sharing it with the world, and you keep crushing it with the coaching, and we keep crushing it in the community, and everybody just keeps crushing
If you're
it.
saying things like, just a little bit, I'll start on
Yeah.
Monday. It's just a splash.
Yeah.
I need these healthy fats, which we do. So I don't want that to be confusing. We do, but I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Sometimes this is more like, sometimes we say those things because I just eat a little bit of chicken. I
Yeah.
don't eat red meat. Those words, I drink a diet pop instead, or I stop drinking this, those are sometimes like a safety statement.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the justification that
Not science.
no, we just do it. I mean, I do it. I did it. You know, it's just the justification to make you not be uncomfortable.
That's the hard
Like, keeps the
part.
door open for
I
it, you
mean,
know?
when you go back and you think about when we did this, and I said, we're not going to be bringing, I literally the next day, by the way, watched the documentary Forks Over Knives, and the very next day I was like, throw this meat out. It's absolutely not doing anything for our health or for our future.
I understood that,
And I
yeah.
didn't want to harm animals anymore, which was a whole another level I didn't even truly understand until months
No,
later.
yeah, it took me a little bit to feel that, to
And
get it,
we went
but
100% the next day, mostly raw because we didn't know what we were doing for many months. It was lots of raw, then it was steamed. But anyway, I know immediately what I didn't want to give up and what was uncomfortable. But on top of what we gave up with food, I'll mention we also gave up alcohol and we also gave up caffeine
yeah.
that same day. How the heck did you maneuver process that part of it? Like, how did you go through that? What were you afraid to give up or comfort? Like, what did you feel like was your comfort that you were giving up?
Well, I don't really feel it like that. It was, I do remember I was still having an issue with tuna fish.
Mm-hmm.
That was my thing. I was like, God. I mean, I understood
what did
throwing
you
out all the
it
meat
with?
And all that and everything. What do you mean?
How did you justify that? I mean, now you know how not healthy tuna fish is
for the
body.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Science. There's that. You know that
there's
part
that,
of it.
So but physically, I didn't have it. And then I had it again. I had a tuna sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And my legs, my top of my thighs were like all
rashed out.
Rashed out and stuff. Like,
we did like
cow.
Elimination and then we brought it back again.
It was
and we
the
watched
tuna.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And right around that time, you were like, you know what? We're just going to do the same stuff, but with chickpeas.
Yeah. I modified
and
it.
I'm like, all right, I can do this.
But when we were switching
it,
over, like, I'm just trying to think of where people are right now if they're thinking, man, I want to do this. I want to get healthy. I want to go 100%, you know, but I don't want to give up this one thing. Or you.
They need to get on a call with you, man, because you
well,
help
sure.
people. Like,
what was your thing that you initially were like, oh, I don't want to give this up? I know you said tuna, but I don't think that was your comfort.
No. I don't know, it might have been my breakfast sausage sandwich at McDonald's. No, that was.
Were you getting those every day?
A long time ago.
Yeah, you weren't doing those
not,
all
not
the time.
The,
you were working from home.
No, not at the time, yeah. No, not at the
So
I
when we were
to,
doing this years, in yeah, January of 2013.
I don't know, I was just, came home from a surgery. I really couldn't do much about it. I started feeling good in a few days. I'm like, I'm not eating that shit anymore.
You just. Yeah, you didn't question it.
It wasn't until like a couple weeks later, or whenever it was, a few weeks later, I was like, man, I really want a tuna sandwich. And that's, you're like, I'm not buying it for you.
Yeah, well, I care about you.
Well, I know.
And that wasn't easy. Like, I wasn't trying to
tell you. It's all right.
I know
where the cans of tuna fish are.
And that's exactly what you did. You were like, well, I'll go get it myself then.
I was done because, holy cow.
I guess.
It's like mercury poisoning.
Yeah. Like, I guess that's what I want to say is we were there in that identity shift already of we weren't thinking about what we were giving up or what comfort foods. We were so sick of being sick.
No, I didn't.
I was so done with fighting this diseases, the diets, the signing up, the all of that. And then nothing would change. I was just getting sicker and bigger and sicker. So I did go into this with, you know what? I'm just doing it. Yeah. And I did it exactly the way that I saw it. Low fat, whole food, plant-based. There wasn't stuff in packages. So there's that comfortable part.
Yeah.
Sometimes people get stuck on some of those comfort foods, but to absolutely slam this, that's how we did it. And what I do is I basically teach people, I guess, how to break from those. It isn't willpower, it's skill power.
Yeah, exactly.
It isn't willpower, it's skill power.
You know, learning it and seeing it. You know, and people in the community, I'm saying, learning.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that go into it. There's
it's that, but it's that easy.
It's chemicals, it's marketing, it's emotional regulation, it's boredom, it's loneliness, it's anxiety. There's a lot that goes into how we got sick.
Oh, yeah. And why we're craving what we're craving.
And...
Because that's the comfort. That's what we've had. That's what we know. That's our body knows. Oh, that's going to make me feel good. And
I'm excited because I know that's why people are so successful. They're being able to identify that stuff. They're becoming self-aware. They're breaking these habits, and they're empowered with the information. It's. I'm excited. That's why we keep coming in here.
Yeah.
You know, 48 weeks in a row. This has not been easy. Would you agree? I just put you on the spot.
Oh, doing this? No. No.
The fun part was buying the chairs, the microphones. The fun part was when we had something like, oh, I can't wait to talk about this.
Yeah.
The fun part definitely were the things that wrote us in here, like the idea of I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to start a diet and I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
But look at how we can relate it to the same way we did it. We just kept showing up.
Yep.
We just kept going at it. Hey,
and it's gotten easier.
What could we do better? What could we change? Uh-huh. What could we modify? It was easy to have the boards everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it wasn't easy to say, that's too much for me, Stephanie. We modeled, I think, that uncomfortableness right in front of people by putting ourselves out there and sharing those uncomfortable things is how we grew and we kept getting better at this. And that's why I think that even things for us, I mean, we haven't talked about it a lot. People I know want to ask a lot of personal questions, but even for us, we are doing better because of learning more about this every day. Does that make
True,
sense?
true. Yeah,
And I want to inspire people that you can change.
you can totally.
Neuroplasticity is real.
Totally.
I'm coming up on my 1 year anniversary of being certified in neuroscience coaching.
Nice.
I loved that. Like that was one of my, I love learning.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to get into, thank you very much. Thank you very much, everybody. I wanted to understand exactly this stuff. How do people get stuck? It's not their fault. I knew that, by working with people.
Yeah.
And why was everybody knowledgeable of whole low fat, whole food, plant-based, but not applying it? Because again, it wasn't their fault. So I don't know. It's almost like I'm becoming an expert in that part, just getting people to identify with those things that are keeping them stuck and making them break that habit.
Yeah,
Which
they
you're.
just got to learn. They just got to do it. I totally relate that
Yeah,
to
you're smiling. You're like getting
guitar
into it.
playing
Oh, let's hear it.
because it's the same thing. I will watch video. I have like five or six different guitar teachers that I've seen on YouTube, and then I get onto their, their emails, and then you see their little link they send. You watch their stuff. It's like this guy and this guy and this guy, and it's like I know what. Like I just need to do it. So I just like bust my guitar out and
I've heard you more so than ever breaking it
do
out.
it.
And you used to say all the time, I
Well,
don't have time. I don't have time.
I
I don't have
know.
time.
Well,
And what would I say?
I don't know. You got to find time. You got to make the time. What would you say? Tell me.
Those, yeah. I mean, what am I giving you a look?
No, I don't know. What do you think? I mean, I know this. That's what I'm like. It doesn't matter. I can't watch one more freaking video. I just got to put on something and play along with it and apply what I already know.
And that's a dopamine when you
And that
actually do
is,
it.
yeah,
Some,
that
you can get a
is.
dopamine from watching the video. You can get a dopamine hit from just reading the self-help book. And that's a dopamine loop that people get stuck in too, watching the videos, watching the videos, watching the videos. But you went and you picked up the guitar and you said, you know what, I'm just going to apply it. And now that dopamine hit was bigger than going back and watching five more videos.
Yeah, it's like did I tell you I'm just gonna quit my day job and play the guitar all
Don't say
day?
that.
Well,
You don't say that.
that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah,
So
I
it's
know
like,
that you love
man, the
it.
more I watch and it's like, man, I just wanna play. And I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna have to play and find time to do it.
I feel the same way about my bike right now. I did not get to ride my bike as much this week. I was a little busy, but
Hey,
look at
stuff happens, life happens.
this dopamine got me better because you've got these numbers. What is the time? Or
The
how far in are
time,
we is what I wanted to ask you.
like 37.
First of all, I'm so excited that you guys are here listening to this. Take a
Heck
big
yeah.
drink of water. If you're listening to this and you're sharing this, you're already going in the right direction. If you're in this membership, you're absolutely crushing it. You're in a group of people who are slaying it every day, undoing those cultural conditioning habits, avoiding the marketing, and being empowered and able to make their own. I want to teach people to make informed medical decisions, to be so on top of their health that they're not confused, is what I would say. They're not confused. Does that make
Exactly.
sense?
Yeah,
It sounds like
exactly.
people are doing really good.
People
So
are doing good.
we've got some numbers.
Why do you want to talk about the plants personality
I
report?
would love to because you said we had a ton of
Okay.
questions, and I want to talk about the PlantSpiration Health Report, which is brought to you by PlantSpiration members. I mean, these people joined a lifestyle medicine program that is absolutely slaying it. 48 weeks ago,
48.
I thought it would be a great idea to say, hey, let's keep track of everybody and their progress so that we could go on a podcast and say every week, watch what we're doing over here. And let me tell you what, it's inspired me to to just make it even easier for people to crush it. So thank you all you Plantspiration members out there for coming together, putting in these numbers. And thank you to the people who attended our classes this month who are filling the report out, because it's affecting them too.
Thank
and that's
you.
What we want to do at Plantspiration, is actually get people to crush it, not just listen to the information, but to take it.
To apply it.
So anyway, okay, I'm a little excited because I know it's been a good week. And drum roll, please.
It's been pretty good.
What?
It's been
Why
pretty
do you
good.
Say it like that?
Because it's been pretty good.
Oh, okay.
That's all. I want to talk about how good people are doing. They've improved their asthma.
They have I love this.
More stamina, mm-hmm. solid sleep, better concentration.
Perfect.
Feeling calmer.
Beautiful.
A1Cs are down, triglycerides are down, cholesterol's down.
How much are those triglycerides down?
A lot.
I think it was a couple hundred.
Sounds like it, yes. Yes, it was. Uh-huh. I don't have actual numbers here, but, you know, the overall more energy, better mood, mm-hmm. better choices while traveling. This is great because you got to have good.
Those are the things that hold people back. That's those comfortable moments.
It's easy. Yeah. Ah, shit, I'm out of town.
My
I'm
friend's
on the road.
Doing it. I'm at a restaurant.
Just grab this bag of chips, even though I'm walking past that banana.
Exactly.
No, it's just easy to justify.
The rituals.
Yeah. Yep. People getting excited for potatoes and broccoli and beans and greens and rice. Yes. That's awesome.
I love that.
And I wish I had a drum roll. But last
Hold
week,
on, drum roll, please.
Last week we were at 2138.
2138.
Yeah, last week we were there. Mm-hmm. And this week we're at 2163.
Shut the front door times 10. Slam it. What?
2163. The crowd goes wild. Yeah. 2163. That's awesome.
I mean, I'm not surprised, but I'm just so excited.
It's only 25 pounds.
But
that's awesome. I'm just kidding.
But consistently,
you guys are awesome.
Look at what's happened this month already for October. We're down
Heck
25
yeah.
pounds. We were down 8 pounds last week, I believe, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's great.
This
great.
Is
you
why get
butt.
In here yeah. and be a part of this. This is where it's actually happening. This yeah. isn't a diet. This is a lifestyle. I meet everybody where they're at, and everybody just keeps getting better at this.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. Holy shnikes. This is how this is.
I mean, did you even
I'm
mention
so
when you're like crushing it and you get to your goal and everything, like you're like
a lifetime member.
You're like in for life.
Well, yeah, because that's the inspiration. When you're living it,
you're
giving
it.
And that's exactly why people want to stay. They reach their goals. They want to stay because it feels good. You're inspiring more people and you've been through the journey.
Yeah.
This isn't some quick fix. Like, see it, you know.
That's when they've gotten to the point they understand that skill power, not willpower.
Yes. And that's powerful. When they're supportive, because support is a big part of lifestyle medicine. You need a supportive community to maintain these things.
Like just hoping it's going to work isn't a plan.
Yeah. Just complaining about it, that being sick, that's not going to, you know, and that's also a plan on just getting stuck.
Well, that's the identity shift. I mean, before I saw it with you, that was your identity. You were always going to a doctor, some appointment, some procedure, something's
Take
going on.
Take me back.
Take
to
me
not
back.
Okay. That wasn't, no, I was thinking like, take me back. I just remember the doctor, oh my gosh. So this is why I talk so much about identity shifting, because I understand how I got stuck in that identity and I encompassed it and it was my life. It was because I understand where those like dopamine hits came from, just by making the appointment to the doctor, just by, you know, now I'm going to come home and complain about more of this stuff. And it was just, that was all I knew. So to completely turn it around and be like, wow, I'm really excited about eating this apple. How did I do it?
Well, yeah, seriously.
This is how.
Instead of like bitching to a girlfriend on the phone while you're smoking a cigarette and having a vodka.
I did that too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I did that too. And then I got sick of that. I was like, you know what? What is this doing for me?
Yeah, like, oh.
So this is how I lost 100 pounds. This is how I started the nonprofit. I was like, you know what? I think we should, if we're living it, we should be giving it. That was the other thing of.
I lost like 50 pounds. It's not coming back.
No.
It's gone.
I
lost it. If you find it, keep it where it is so it stays lost.
This is the method at Plantspiration. It's rewiring, not restriction. You know what I mean? And what I mean by rewiring is, I almost don't like that word, but it's the skill power. You know what I mean? Everybody's so wired to think, I want to get healthy, and then they go on some starvation diet. You see, that doesn't work like that. No, I want to get healthy.
Exactly.
I'm going to take something with side effects that can, you know, increase chronic other problems. So there's those are the things that I want to break and get people aligned with. We all know that eating fruits and vegetables is a great thing. Yeah. We all know wearing our seatbelt keeps us healthy. Now let's put it together.
Uh-huh.
Eat more fruits and vegetables. Stay safe all the time.
Yeah.
Improve your quality of life.
I mean, this is great because that's where I was at. I was really worried about just that what is that called? Widowmaker heart
you
attack.
You were having issues.
Dude, I wasn't liking that.
You were having
mean to
issues.
Call you dude, but.
But I know. It's like nobody wants to talk about erectile dysfunction or stuff like that going on. But by the way, it wasn't often. It was just that something would happen like that. And now later what we would know.
Well, now what we learned about.
I was like, holy shnikes. You had the symptoms.
Could have had a heart attack. I mean, at any moment. So I was, well.
Yeah, we didn't know that then.
No,
though.
I know.
No, we're told take a blue pill. We're told it's stress. We're told it. And it can be some of those things.
Sure.
But the science continues to go into the direction of, you take out animal products and you change your diet and lifestyle and that stuff goes away. It's linked to signs of heart disease. And So many guys out there, it's a scary topic, but it's a, what,
that,
say it. Yeah, you're thinking a lot right now.
Well, and that blue pill doesn't do anything.
It's not reversing
for
heart disease.
No. I mean.
It's enough to know that it shouldn't be this way. And Guys need to know that that's a sign of an impending heart attack. It can be a sign of an impending heart attack is what the science shows.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm like more scared one after I learned about stuff, like, holy cow, I could have just dropped out at any time.
Is that what you think about?
Yeah. I've thought about that after learning about how the
body
is working and stuff. Like,
You go through all the times where something wasn't working all the way, and now you realize.
You know, I just think about how many pizza puffs I've eaten beef sandwiches and all this stuff, and it's like, oh God, I still don't know what hot dogs are made out of, and don't want to. Like, yikes!
What do you think kept you going? I don't even. I don't even want to know.
I'm almost clogging up thinking about it, but I feel way better now and I have so much more energy. That's what it was. I was like out of energy. Like my blood just didn't want to push through anymore.
And that's what happens when we're eating foods like that. That's what we're saying to people. It's
so much. The oil content in my blood was just so high. I just didn't have the energy. The oxygen and nutrient transfer to my cells just wasn't.
Didn't work. It doesn't work like that.
Doesn't work like that.
People have.
You can't like outwork a diet.
Can't outwork a diet. And you can't lie to yourself about nourishing and what's going on. Like I say to people, if you're buckling up, then let's go all the way.
Yeah.
Let's get healthy. If you're in the store buying, you know, extra vitamins and all these crazy things,
supplements,
that means you want to get healthy. So why don't we break the cognitive dissonance and actually get the nutrients from
the plants
where they're originally from.
Yeah.
So hold on. How many of you out there did that hit? Because I know when I started learning about no vitamin can do what a plant can do.
Totally.
If you're out there, but I'm not talking about B12 or vitamin D or the omega, you know, that stuff. I'm talking about magnesium, talking about calcium,
or
I'm talking about iron, or I'm talking about
multivitamins. Just go on with my drive-through
diet.
Plants. Yeah.
Put it in chronometer and watch where your vitamins and minerals are actually coming from, including the fiber, the phytonutrients, just all the foods that actually save your life, antioxidants.
All of that stuff that triggers all the sensors in your stomach properly of like, oh yeah, you've got nutrients and you've eaten enough. Wow, what a great combo.
This is what people are learning. Plantspiration is not about restriction.
Uh-huh.
We don't do diets. That's fear. That's shame. That's dissonance. Okay. What we do over here is we teach people how to have these healthy habit loops.
We teach you how to eat your plants off.
Yeah. We get it. We explain the brain and we
Seriously.
gamify those wins, and the dopamine replaces doubt over here. So let's hear some questions before we get everybody
Yes, we
riled
have.
up. We've got, first of all, I'd like to say we have a great class coming up this week. If you're listening to this right now and it's October, you can hit a Wednesday night class. We have free classes every week. They're live. They're 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. See how good I'm getting with that? I even know what it is in Mumbai.
All right.
It's an hour difference, an hour and a
the
half.
Other way.
Yeah. So
like
anyway,
13, whatever it is.
Get in class. We have a great time. It feels like we want you to feel like you're right in our kitchen with everybody else. And this is why people are slaying it. How much was it? How much are we down? 1,000.
2,163. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we keep on coming in here and talking about this stuff. It's cool to be healthy.
Well, yeah.
And it's cool to be healthy. Yes.
Healthy.
Let's get some questions in.
Don't you have any numbers?
I did write down that we had a good following on. All my social medias are going up, so thank you, everybody, for following.
Yeah.
Everybody who
our
shows up to
socials.
Class, everybody who follows, likes, shares, all this stuff, it's like you get entered into the drawing. We're giving away free memberships for for Plantspiration, for the Let's Beat Breast Cancer campaign. And I believe we are at 70. We should be at 73,000 followers on
YouTube.
Wow.
Thank you. You guys are
almost.
Awesome.
We're about 70 people away from that. So
That's
get on there.
Awesome.
And lots
Thank
of
you.
Love over there. What questions
yeah.
do we have this week? Because you've been excited about
I've
the
got,
questions.
Yes.
Keep emailing all your questions to John, J-O-H-N, at plantspiration.org.
Wow. Here we go.
Crushing it this week.
Yeah. I think I gave you a printout of them as well. You've cycled more than 20,000 miles. How has movement changed your brain, not just your body?
That's a great question. And I did talk, I did do a story time on one of my coaching lives. How
they're listening to your podcast because
my
they
movement
know
changed my brain, not just my body. So my brain before, I'll tell you a story about 20 years ago, a friend of ours was riding his bike from one town to the other, and it was about 12, 15 miles. And I specifically remember thinking, there's no physical way somebody could ride a bike from this town to that town.
Yeah.
Hey,
I remember you were like, what?
That's impossible. And I didn't think he lied. I just, my brain just wasn't like, there's no way. It just said, there's no way. Like I went around the block on my bike and that was impossible.
Why?
I could barely do it. You know what I mean? So to think of somebody who wasn't superhuman accomplishing that, I thought that's nuts. However, the first 5 miles that I did, why are you laughing?
That's just funny.
It's true.
You
I
just
really,
can't. How'd
I really
you do that?
Believe that that was impossible. And when I first hit 15 miles on that recumbent bike downstairs, that I gave away
I just
and
rode
I,
to the
yeah,
next town.
I said to you, I said, I rode to the next town. I don't believe it. I have to get a bike outside now. And when we got the bike outside and I watched on that runkeeper where I was going, I was like, I cannot believe what my body can do.
Oh, yeah.
I went from not being able to walk around, not being able to go upstairs, not being able to take my kids' prom dress shopping, not going to concerts. I mean, I want to let people know, why am I so excited? Because I stopped doing things that kept me sick. Even though it kept me comfortable for 1 second, I was like, no, screw this. I have a life to live. It was within days I started noticing the difference when I gave up those things that I thought were keeping me comfortable and happy and yay.
Yeah, exactly.
Forget it. This is so much yay over here. None of that stuff is tempting.
No.
Candy? Please.
Forget about it.
I just went 7 times back and forth across the United States, and I didn't do that on a Snickers.
20,000. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a lot.
20,000.
That's awesome.
Something
200 and
something I'm at, but
60 something.
Great
miles.
Question.
Yeah,
I love it. It absolutely changed my perspective of what we're capable of. We're capable of healing, we're capable of overcoming, and we're capable of crushing it. I'm 54.
And I'll kick in your door.
Next.
This one apparently is for me. It says you used to engineer machines, now you engineer health.
True.
Yeah, I still engineer machines and stuff. But you engineer health. What's the biggest design flaw in how people treat their bodies?
Ooh, good one.
I don't know, people in general. My thing, when I thought about this, I was like, it's just thinking there's always time. Yeah.
Ooh.
There's always time to do that, to whatever, to take care of my health, or there's not.
Like a machine, like engineering machines. Is there a similar?
No, I mean, now you mentioned what's the biggest design flaw?
Oh,
How
I
people treat
gotcha.
their bodies. I mean, you just don't really.
They think we have all this
Well, I
time.
have time to clean up the mess I'm making now. I just have time to fix my body, or like
The time is now.
the time is now because
I don't want to.
the time is ticking.
The time is ticking. I see what you're. Yeah,
You
the
know what I
time
mean?
is ticking,
I
and we
mean,
don't.
I don't know about people. I don't know what they're. I can't
Yeah,
talk about all
that's.
people, but for me,
Well, you see what
I had to
happens.
be true to myself. This is where I say you got to do the right thing when nobody's looking.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going and buying candy and stuff, and then, you know, being eating fruit and talking about fruit online, I mean, people are going to be like, look at this guy, he's eating candy or something. You
Exactly.
know, they're going to know I had to be true to myself because I want to feel good
I like that.
every day.
True.
You
True. And
know what I mean?
everybody's capable of that. Keep them
Heck
coming.
yeah, heck yeah.
Keep them coming. We got some minutes.
Yeah.
I love the question
You were
aspect.
skeptical at first. What moment made you believe lifestyle medicine actually works?
Do you want, can you answer that too? Because I know exactly the moment.
This is, yeah, I'll think about it. Tell us.
Was the question lifestyle medicine or is it diet?
I said, what moment made you believe lifestyle medicine actually works?
When I got my lab results back the first time from that doctor I had for 20 years, and he said, "Oh my gosh, I've never seen these, like, these are perfect."
Yeah.
Like, wow. And I'd never have heard that in my life. But at the age of 21, I was put on blood pressure pills because of high blood pressure at the age of
Jeez,
21.
my gosh.
And you know what my response was? Well, it's hereditary.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all we knew. It's all you knew.
So my answer to that is I knew when I reversed my disease, this works, and no other diet, nothing ever did that.
No doubt, no
And
doubt.
this is just how it works. That's why we're seeing so many people crush it. When I meet with people, I get to say, let's hear what's going on. And I'm not a doctor. I'm a lifestyle medicine coach. I teach people how nutrition education, how to get to the root cause of disease. So, you can say, you can look at all these diseases, and the majority of them can be reversed.
Yeah.
Most chronic diseases can be reversed through diet and lifestyle. And I want that cognitive dissonance that you hear those words to align with. It can be done.
Yeah, no doubt.
And that's what I do here.
I've been telling this guy a couple people, like, don't wait for a diagnosis.
No.
Is what I told him. Like, dude, it's like,
I have people that are still going to dietitians and nutritionists, and they're still telling them to stay away from carbs, to eat lean meats,
yeah.
to reverse diabetes. This is
Yeah, don't
the
eat too many fruits because of the sugar.
I'm
You
going to
have
tell the I'm
diabetes.
going to say this right now. This is absurd.
Yeah.
This is absurd. And next
And
question.
just stop it
Get in here
out
so
there.
that we can change this.
Yeah. What's the most surprising thing you've learned about food as fuel since going plant-based?
I want to answer this question.
Okay.
The most surprising thing I can't even hold back is the amount of calories that I could eat. This is the biggest false information lie I grew up with my whole entire life, that we had to starve ourselves on 9-year-old calorie requirements when I can eat as many calories as I want. I have lost 100 pounds and I have kept 100 pounds off by eating thousands of calories.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the last time, unless it was by accident, that I had 1,200 calories. Like,
Oh,
I eat a
geez.
massive amount of calories. I nourish my body with so many fruits and vegetables, vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, and fiber. You need a lot of calories of
Yeah.
whole food plant-based to heal your body.
Yeah, and it
And
works.
all this keeping people starving on diets.
Oh,
Hello, look what's going on. Everybody's sick.
that raises your risk of all-cause mortality.
Everybody's sick. We have an epidemic of heart disease, obesity, diabetes, cancers, and all we've ever heard and learned is to cut our calories. Make the connection.
Seriously, it's
I'm being
freaking
a little
crazy.
harsh because I'm upset everybody's so sick.
Well, look at the diet industry. I don't have those numbers, but maybe next week.
It's the
But let me
biggest,
tell you,
it's
it's
one of the biggest
more
industries,
than we spend on
billions.
freaking candy.
Keep going. Do you guys like this? Because I can keep
We
this
talk
up.
about fiber all the time. What's your aha moment about why fiber is king.
Because when you get that fiber in your body into your digestive tract, it starts releasing those short chain fatty acids, the stuff, the feel good stuff. I love that fiber can pop off your own GLP-1 hormone. I love that it could actually change everything. It can actually, hold on, now I'm digging deep into my brain.
Makes your gut bugs happy.
It's called
I can poop really good.
that too. That absolutely is it. It's called, I can't think of it, but we can change the expression of our genes.
Yes.
Right now, I just can't think of the word. And everybody probably is going, I know what she's mean. It's not angiogenesis. It's,
Geomes or G, yeah.
anyway, but that we can change the expression of our genes, and that takes fiber.
That's right. Yes, fiber's king, man.
The word is still in my mind. I mean, it's something assists or do you know what word I'm talking about?
I do, but
Okay,
let me just tell
next.
you, fiber is really turns your body up and turns it on. Like,
It
yeah,
changes
takes
everything.
all the yuck
It
out of your
changes your gut
system.
biome. It helps you
Like,
live longer. It can reverse heart disease, Alzheimer's, diabetes,
you
cancers.
go.
Fiber is the real MVP.
Heck yeah, for
It's
fiber.
not angiogenesis, for goodness sake, Stephanie. What
That's
is the
cancers.
word?
Solve stuff.
Epigenetics.
Epigenetics, that's what it
Good
was.
grief. I need more
Yes.
fiber.
Yes. More carbs.
Keep going. I love
What's
this.
one comfort you held on to longer than you'd like to admit? Huh.
Thinking that I wasn't capable.
Huh. I
It was
guess.
easy to convince myself that you probably won't be good at that.
Well, that you just—it's all you heard growing up.
But you know what I mean? It was easier to stay there rather than face the fears of getting in front of a crowd or, you know, talking about reversing disease without a degree.
Yeah. Wow.
So there's
So
oh,
there's
there's that.
that.
But lo and behold,
Well,
it's happening.
I mean, once
Is
you get
that
the
a
when I mean when you find out really the true cause of things,
It's
and then
easy.
what the medical system is taught of or isn't taught about things, it's just like,
And then how to reverse it and actually help people
yeah,
get
and have
better
rever yeah, the results of all the reversals of things that
are tremendous
you
over
felt
here, and they're
people
going to
big time,
continue to
big
happen.
time.
Get in here and let's work on that.
Yeah.
And
And
he's in his own world, you guys.
no, I'm just reading my
Oh,
stuff here.
okay.
When people hit resistance, you're the calm voice. How do you personally reset when stress hits?
Me?
I don't know.
How
Who
do I reset, or how
it
do I get
says
people to
you're the
reset?
calm voice. I don't know who you're
Yeah.
talking about, but
It's a great question. I like where it's
how do you
going.
personally reset when stress hits?
How do I reset? Yeah, I used to be
Anyway,
stressed out all the time.
we'll answer too. I breathe,
Yeah,
Bob,
you have to
really.
breathe. So I would immediately say I box breathe. I do a lot of box breathing, and I've really gotten good at boundaries. You know, learning how to set boundaries for myself so that I have. I'm taking, if I don't take care of me, I can't take care of anything else. So
Yeah.
breathing is a big part of it. I love like meditating or just sitting and processing and
Yeah.
thinking. And I love music. I love roller skating. I love my bike. I love focusing on all my micro wins. I love focusing on all the accomplishments that I've made over time when I didn't think I could do squat. So there's a lot of stuff I do to build up my dopamine and say, keep going.
Heck
You got
yeah.
this. And where are we at on time? I think we do we go? Do we
No, we're
stay?
good. We're
Should
good.
I stay or should I go?
All right, one last
Okay, and then
question.
we're out of here.
Kind of relates to it. Why do you think people stay comfortable being sick? What made you stop being comfortable?
People stay comfortable being sick because change isn't always easy. It goes against everything we believe in when we start doing something different, like having to admit that I didn't need dairy, you know? Having to admit that I don't need this one thing, just hanging on. What was the question? You threw it. What?
Why are people, they just stay stuck
Because
being
they don't
comfortable
know
being
how.
sick?
There's the answer. Because they don't know how. And most people don't even realize that that's what they're doing. That is the honest to God truth. Most people don't realize it. And most people don't know how to get unstuck. But that's what we're good at over here.
That's right.
2,163 pounds of people getting unstuck, and it ain't stopping.
No.
It is not stopping.
No, it's not.
So
get in here and let's add to that.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, share. Let's keep this baby going because we want more people to know that you can prevent and reverse disease with foods like these. This isn't a diet. This is a lifestyle.
That's
one
right.
that we want you to be a part of. You deserve it.
Yeah, let's
if you're
crush
thinking
it
about
together.
Dieting, if you're thinking about losing weight, if you're thinking about preventing and reversing disease, I know right where to go, plantspiration.org. We'll talk more about it next week on how to crush it. We'll see you guys later. I'm going for a bike ride.
See ya.
Love ya.